Amendment 1 opponents are so diverse, they defy political description. They run the gamut from the League of Women Voters and Southern Alliance for Clean Energy to the Young Republicans and Christian Coalition. And while Amendment 1 has the state's largest utilities and more than $18 million behind it, opponents have a slogan. League of Women Voters President Pamela Goodman repeated it several times in a conference call.
Vote no on one, don't block the sun, is today's theme.
A creature of the investor-owned utilities, Amendment 1 is formally sponsored by a group called Consumers for Smart Solar. Simply put, it guarantees the right to own and use solar power. And therein lies the first problem critics have with Amendment 1. They say it's misleading because Floridians already have that right. Floridians for Solar Choice Chairman Tori Perfetti says that's a red flag for a hidden agenda.
This amendment is an attempt to manipulate people into falsely believing it is currently illegal to buy or lease solar.
Critics say the real goal is lower down in the amendment, in a provision that protects regular utility customers from, quote, subsidizing solar users. Southern Alliance for Clean Energy's Stephen Smith says that would open the door to punitive rates for solar.
The only people the utilities are protecting are their shareholders and their profit.
Florida Supreme Court Justice Barbara Pariente agreed with the critics when the amendment came up for a routine ballot review. But a conservative majority ruled the amendment isn't misleading because a future legislature could always outlaw solar. Amendment 1 supporters also argue that solar users depend on the grid when the sun doesn't shine, but don't share the cost of maintaining it. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.